Today is Wednesday, March 27th, and alongside the church across the world, I am on the march with Jesus toward Jerusalem, the passion of the cross, and the victory of the empty tomb. As I enter prayer now, I slow my body and quiet my mind, setting my whole being in the presence of the living God who is ever present to me, aiming all of my desire at the Father who loves to give good gifts to his children, who sets a table for me in the presence of my enemies, and who prepares a place for me, even now.
But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exult in you.
Abba, Father, in this Lenten season of prayer and fasting, I remember Jesus in the wilderness now, fasting for 40 days of testing and temptation. Jesus resisted lesser appetites out of desire, not duty, desire for me, to call me his own and bring me home. Holy Spirit, would you awaken my desire now, the greater hunger for which I am resisting lesser loves? Would my day begin and my prayer flow from the deep longing that I'm holding before you this Lenten season?
Today, we are reading from Psalm 5. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my groaning. Give attention to the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for to you do I pray. O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch. For you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil may not dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate evildoers. You destroy those who speak lies. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But I, through the abundance of your steadfast love, will enter your house. I will bow down towards your holy temple in the fear of you. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness. Because of my enemies, make your way straight before me. For there's no truth in their mouth. Their inmost self is destruction. Their throat is an open grave. They flatter with their tongue. Make them bear their guilt, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Because of the abundance of their transgressions, cast them out, for they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy and spread your protection over them, that those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with fear as with a shield.
Joy and protection. That's where this ancient prayer lands. The tenderness and joy of new life forged in prayer. God's salvation, what Jesus called life and life to the full, is born in us like a newborn, tender, vulnerable, and not without labor pains. What God has begun in me this Lenten season is teeming with the sort of life I can't help but smile at, like a newborn child. But, like a newborn child, this new life God has begun in me is also tender and vulnerable. That's where protection comes in. Those of us who rejoice in the Lord know the shield of his protection spread over us. Lord, I rejoice in you, the Creator who recreates within me, never forsaking me, fiercely committed to my redemption. My joy and my confidence on this new day rest not in my faith, but your faithfulness, which never fails and will carry me always. Father, I invite your parental protection and care of the new life you've begun in me these 40 days. As your word promises, mature this new life from now until completion. As I return to this ancient prayer, I ask that my voice would join with the saints of old who have worn the narrow path I walk on today, and that I would, like them, entrust my whole life into your faithful hands today, Lord.
But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy and spread your protection over them. Let those who love your name exult in you.
Teaching his disciples to pray, Jesus calls the Father who fiercely protects us equally wild in generosity, a Father who loves to give good gifts to his children. According to Jesus, God wants to bless you. Did that sink in? God wants to bless you. His predisposition toward you is generosity. Yes, or even yes and, is the posture of his heart toward you before you even ask. The Father loves to give you what you need, and even what you want. Abba Father, enlivened by your invitation, I ask now for the needs and wants I carry into this day boldly and without reservation. In my asking, I exult in you because I love your name. Now, as I enter this new day, I raise my voice with the praise of Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Father, help me to live this day deeply and fully, in touch with my deep desire from waking till sleeping, perceiving your presence in the day's plans and interruptions, and regardless of what this day holds. May your praise be on my lips at the sun's setting, as it is now at the sun's rising. Amen.